the product can be inspected on-site to ensure quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Each summer, Midwest Children's Burn Camp assists youth burn survivors, and now you can help too. Each time the St. Louis Blues score a power play goal during the 2020 regular season, Ameren, Missouri will donate $500 to one local kids' charity to help kids achieve their goal. From now until January 31st, go to AmerenMissouri.com/blues to vote for Midwest Children's Burn Camp. Vote today and help the kids score big this month.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out. Get a precision haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot leather neck shape from one of their talented stylists for a great price. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Company. It's wicked awesome.
It's Grizz Nation's biggest event of the season, the annual MLK Junior Celebration Game presented by Ford. Get your tickets to watch the Grizzlies take on the New Orleans Pelicans Monday, January 20th at 4 p.m. Visit grizzlies.com for full details and get your tickets today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Today I'm very proud of myself.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, at noon today, we hit the midway point of January. It was exactly the middle. Of January, and then today, because January, you know, is 31 days, because you remember that little poem, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, blah, blah, blah. So 31, so 15 at midnight on the would not be the halfway point. Now, hang on a minute. No.
What?
Noon tomorrow is the midway point. You have to get through 15 and a half days to
be
halfway
right.
through 31. So noon tomorrow.
Yeah, noon tomorrow.
So before we meet again, this month will be half over the month of January.
Actually, and you're going to call me a jerk here. I think.
Let me do it anyway before you say anything, right. Jerk.
Go ahead. I think the actual midway point is 11:59:59 a.m. tomorrow, because if you add that extra second, it carries an extra second, which would be right at midnight, which would technically be February 1st. I'm just saying.
Now this,
I'm just saying.
You know, Tim asked me one time, he said,
commitment to accuracy.
Tim asked me, he goes, why don't people like me? And I tried to explain it to him. Keep this what he just did, and send it to him.
I got you. Wait a minute.
And then he'll have an example.
I have to back Tim up on this because only because
Jeff.
He is the head of research and the head of our clock and our programming the clock and everything else. So if he wasn't that particular about things.
I'm a licensed clockmaster.
Yeah, so things would not be working correctly in the studio if he wasn't.
None of that
like
has anything to do with what he just did.
He tried to
split hairs within 1 second of when the midpoint of the month was.
Well, is this a leap year?
Is there a You're Right, Tim, anywhere in this 3-hour show?
There is not.
No. No, there's not.
Okay. Is this a leap year?
No, it's not.
I thought it was.
No. Here's how you... Well, it is. But, and here's how you know
right.
that... No, it is. You're right. And here's how you know leap years. Presidential election years are leap years. That's the easiest way to remember it. Every four years. If there's a presidential election, which there is in November, it's a leap year.
I never realized that.
Oh, wow.
That's the easy way. That's how I do it.
This is the learning show.
And if you're born... It's always interesting to me. If you're born on February 29th, when's your birthday?
Yeah,
I say it's the 1st because you were born on the day after
the
February 28th, which any other year would be March 1st.
See, now the way I always remembered it was...
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong because you're right.
Okay.
But the other way, the way I was always taught is if the year is divisible evenly by the number 4.
Well, that's also true.
Right. Presidential elections every four years.
Do math, I just go...
I know that
presidential election.
Every few years, the actual election day falls on my birthday, November 6th.
That's a good story.
I know that. That's all I remember.
Great story.
Thank you.
Seis de noviembre?
I didn't have it ready.
Sorry,
I would have known.
No problem.
But it is the 15th of January, and if you know your music... And your calendar, you know, it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, yes, there will be a Burke segment, and yes, we'll take your calls this hour. If you have anything, if you have a complaint or a question or a contribution, my screen just went off. Would you kick it back on? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome to call. And then next hour, after we talk to John Landoff, Dr. Doug will be with us, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So if you have a pet, you know, you'll need these numbers now and then. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, before you speak, how old is that little Theo now?
He's almost 3 months now.
Okay.
Almost.
All right. Now he's going to start.
15. Just wait until he says... Frank, Theo turned 15. How old will you be then?
Well, Dan, that's impossible because I'll be dead.
You'll not be dead by then.
Of course I'll be
You'll
dead.
You'll be not by dead by
no.
then.
No, don't even start
that's
that.
That's what, 85?
No, I will be dead. Okay, I just know that. Now, yeah, I know so. Now, so, see, he completely threw me off, Dan. I said, how old is Theo? Here's my point.
Okay.
The Consumer Electronics Show, the big show in Vegas.
Right.
The Pampers people unveiled a new product. You go, well, what do they have with to do with electronics? Check this out. They have now a tab that mm-hmm. you attach to the baby's diapers.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Pampers.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the way this works is it sends an alert to your phone. It will detect, I don't know, from fragrance or whatever chemically is in pee or poop, mm-hmm. but it will let you know the minute that diaper needs changing.
Wow.
Here's the downside.
It's a moisture sensor.
Well, here's the downside. It lasts 3 months before the power of it fizzles out because
okay.
it's not rechargeable.
It's a shame.
And it's $385.
Whoa!
Now, wait
okay.
a minute.
Who
in the world is going to buy that?
That's a bit stupid.
You have to take it out of the diaper each time and put it on the next diaper?
It like clips on the diaper.
Oh.
It clips on it.
Clip, so it's not going to be down in the
middle. No. I think it probably, because, you know, some of these diapers have a color, it changes color, moisture.
We use those now. Whenever he's use the diaper, a blue line will show up right down the front.
Now, there's moisture in baby poop, so I go with that. Not $385 every 3 months this electronic alert thing.
That's a bit
extreme. So I'm wondering, okay, that's clever, but who's going to buy that? I mean, you got to be rich to every 3 months.
Gwyneth Paltrow type people
that. You're right. Hollywood people. Mm-hmm. They'll look at their phone at lunch and go, oh, I just noticed. I better call the nanny. I just noticed. I hope she...
Right.
Got this alert that the baby.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's who'll do it. You're right. The Paltrows of the world. So I'd mention that. Go ahead, Burke segment's all yours. Trevor Limestone, Phillips, everybody, welcome.
Oh, yeah. I got called Liam today while I was at work. Yeah, by a listener
maybe
of the show.
Because you look like Liam Neeson.
Oh, you know
well,
what?
Well, Liam Limey.
I'll take that, you know. Well, that's what it was. So he came in. And he's walking over to a table and he goes, hey, are you Liam? I was like, oh, no, sorry, bud, you got the wrong guy. And I carried on walking. And then as I was about 5 minutes later, it just kind of dawned on me like, oh, oh, hey. Limey Liam. He probably just messed up, so I just went back and I was like, did you mean Limey? And then, yeah, so it turns out Scott, he's a big fan of the show, been listening for a while.
Hello,
so,
Scott.
Hello, Scott. All right, my second
you
part.
Said something earlier that reminded me, just quickly, I'm sorry, of something that happened to me not long ago.
Sure.
I was outside real early in the morning. It was like, I don't know, 5:30, and I just stood there for a while, and then it dawned on me. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was good.
Tim has a look.
It's because I'm an idiot. It's because somebody just advised me that I'm an idiot, and I am. And so I missed what you just said.
Well, let's hear first about
why
you're an
idiot.
Say it
again. I'll see if I'll laugh at it.
I said he told a story that reminded me of something that happened to me recently. I was standing outside my house just kind of looking at the sky. It was like 5:30 in the morning, and I kept standing there, and it dawned on me.
I get it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
That was
thank
out the goal. But the sun doesn't thank actually you. Come up now thank until like 6:30.
Dan, let's not start being like Kim Woodburn. Okay. Now, you know that expression?
Googling sunset.
When they come up with an expression because of something somebody said, I can't think of a good example, but we're going to start a new one. Don't Tim me.
Don't no, Tim listen, me. Listen.
I like it.
What I'm about to tell you is the equivalency of that old ABC Wide World of Sports Jim McKay, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Because the thrill of victory that I had in correcting you
gone.
On the halfway point of this month was quickly followed up by something idiotic that I said. But the good news is that none of you idiots caught it
well,
either.
Well, let's hear it.
No.
Leap year is not divisible by every 4 years because there are leap years. So, for example, 2020 was a leap year, but 1800 wasn't, 1700 wasn't, 1900 wasn't.
Mm.
It's because of that. It's because of the extra. I don't know why, but it's not. They're not leap years.
So you were
you
wrong.
Dumbass.
You were wrong.
My head hurts.
But see, now I'm wondering if the texter's wrong.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Look, we have leap years. Let's just end it.
Okay. I mean, did you have anything else?
No. So, I have been trying to look for health coverage, right?
Right.
And yesterday, they got me. They got me good. You know how they have marketing websites now and things like that where if you put in your information then all of a sudden your phone just gets blown up?
Right,
that's happened to me.
Well, last night while I was looking, obviously I didn't pay attention to what I was reading or I glanced over it too quickly and they got me. So I'm trying to shop for health insurance.
I have a number of someone that I can give you.
Oh, cool. I'll take it. But today I have had, and I'm not joking now, I have had 19 phone calls from health insurance providers and people trying to sell me health insurance.
Hi, this is Amber from the Health Service Network or something like that.
It's really incredibly annoying.
Every one of them is not a good deal.
Oh,
it's
no. They're all terrible. Fishing. But I've actually had to block some of the numbers because the second my phone hit 8 o'clock and it registered that in this area, typical business day, my phone exploded with calls.
Let me tell you when else this is going to happen to you. If you ever list a house on the market, it doesn't sell, and the listing runs out. Avalanche of realtors. Because they have access to all the listings, and when they expire, you won't believe the emails, the snail mail, things hanging on your door. So your house is not listed anymore. I can sell it. Yeah.
It was just so much. I mean, I was being bombarded with phone calls.
Yeah.
I was answering one.
You
phone.
Almost can't investigate anything anymore.
No, you can't. And I was just checking. And all I wanted was just an email that said, here are some quotes. You can't actually get a quote anymore
Here's the one I like, and it runs all over the country, and it's for term life insurance.
Oh,
now, do you know what term life is? Do you understand what that means?
Term life, you pay off a certain amount over a period of time, and then you end up with a lump sum.
Term life, you get nothing. You end up with nothing. You end up with nothing. But the good thing about term is it's much more affordable than a whole life insurance policy or a regular, whether you accumulate a value or there's a beneficiary. There's beneficiary to term, but here's term.
let's say Theo's born.
Okay.
And you want, and by the way, this would be very affordable. You want a $500,000 life insurance policy in mm-hmm. case something happens to you before he's 18 or 20.
And right. people do that a lot.
Oh, I did it till I was 40. I carried $2 million till I was 40 years yeah. old. And it was a very reasonable $150 a month or something. Okay. Okay, something like that.
Yeah, he's got a $100,000 plan right now if I kick it. And
okay, but that's once, just like once you get past 40, uh-huh. and especially 40s into 50, you don't want to keep the term life because now there's no way they can give you $1 million having their life insurance policy of $100 a month. But I hear these things on all the time, and it just infuriates me.
How much do they give you?
What do you mean?
If you get into your 40s and 50s.
If I have an insurance policy out on somebody.
Term life.
A term life, and they just passed 40. The rates go up, but it's still, the beneficiary amount is still the same, right?
Or you can change it. You can make it right. less, you can make it more.
But if I don't change it, it stays the same, even though they're getting older. Is that accurate?
But they'll jack your rate. Right. Because okay. obviously the older right. you get. So understood. So my point is at 40, up until 40, it's very reasonable insurance for people who don't want to put out the money and the kind of premiums for whole life insurance, let's say. So what these commercials that I hear running, they honestly say, if you're 50 to 60 years old, we can get you a term life insurance for $1 million for under $100 a month or no right. more than what? There's something missing there. That's impossible. That's just impossible. Nobody's going to take a 60-year-old. I don't have to. I know exactly. It's a scam. It's an absolute scam. But term life is a great idea for young people with kids who, if something happened, and it can, you get a car wreck, you don't want to leave them with nothing. You want to leave them with a great big fat chunk of money. And for 60, 80 bucks a month, you can do that. Up till about 40. And I killed it and canceled it at 40 because $2 million would have started costing a lot of money. I don't know how we got on that. You had something
else. Yeah, just health insurance. So basically, if you're out there shopping for health insurance, be careful. I know I missed the deadline to free enrollment, whatever that crap is. I don't mind. I'm just trying to figure it out. Like,
I'll
this
give
whole
you somebody that
healthcare
can help.
Well,
thing.
Not only can Dan give you somebody,
yeah.
I have a guy that's mm-hmm. all he does. And about 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we went to him and just said, all right, here's how old we are. Here's who we are. We want really good hospitalization. Because I'm not employed by anybody except myself. So
right.
we want, and she doesn't work, we want great hospitalization. Mm-hmm. We want da, 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 da. And he goes to work. He's a broker. And mm-hmm. he came back and did a fantastic job getting us covered with prescription coverage, hospitalization, blah, blah.
Right.
Folks, do not, please don't email me for his name. I'm not in the business of selling the services of people who don't advertise. This was a reference that somebody gave me, and it was a good one. And then Dan can have one if you want.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, sure.
To
yeah, no, I'll take all the references. But yeah, it's a confusing thing to navigate the insurance field. And when you try Googling it, because now already I'm seeing ads for health insurance on my Facebook feed. So
let me give you one name that I don't mind saying on the air, because uh-huh. for a short time he supported the show.
Sure.
And he bailed early, too early, I think. Vince Blair.
Okay.
Vince Blair is really, to me, the real deal. And it's easy to find.
Okay.
Vince Blair Insurance.
Yeah,
you'll
Google
find him. And he'll talk to you himself and kind of walk you through some stuff.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
I need to correct myself.
And now, hey, look who's here. Tim Woodburn.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love that, man.
To correct the agony of defeat part of the thrill of victory, agony of defeat, here's the final on what leap year is.
Okay.
Leap year occurs every 4 years, but every 100 years, we skip a leap year unless that year is divisible by 400.
Nah, I really don't know.
Whoa.
So 2000 was a leap year because that's evenly divisible by 400, but 1900 is not evenly divisible by 400, nor is 1800, nor is 1700. 1600 was a leap year. 2000 was a leap year, but 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years.
So we expect for all of this
to
confuse us in the year 2100.
In the year 2100, there will not be a leap year.
Well, what are we going to do?
Because even though it's divisible by 4, because it's not evenly divisible by 400.
I am confused.
It doesn't matter. No. It's 100 years from now. We have to worry about it.
Yeah. Love it. Let them worry about
it. All we need till then is presidential election years.
There we go.
Anybody else?
Oh, just real quick. Somebody gave me a gift certificate. I bought something I haven't bought in a long time just because I don't know.
Condoms?
Well, no.
I was going to say that.
You have to be having sex to use those, Frank. Oh, yeah, so okay. That precludes me.
Okay.
Argyle socks.
Argyle.
$24 for a 3-pack.
Now, they're the real fuzzy.
No, they're the pattern.
Yeah, like the with the golf pattern.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Those
got the golf ones.
The diamonds on.
Yeah.
Haven't worn them since I was in high school.
And here's the thing: they used to be considered old man socks. Right. That stuff is back.
Right.
Colored patterned socks.
Oh yeah.
Are back. Because for years it was black socks, white socks.
I know.
Kind of.
And I got. I'm telling you. And if you don't believe me, try this out for yourself. You'll have a little more hop in your step if you wear Argyle socks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
It's just a little
pep in the step.
A little pep in your gait. I'm telling you.
When I was in high school, every guy in high school wore gold toe socks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was the sock.
I've got some of those. Yeah.
They still sell them.
Yeah.
I've got a couple pairs.
And they've got a little bit of a fuzzy, you know what I'm talking about? They're kind of almost fuzzy. That's
what I want to get, and I can't find any for the winter.
Be careful with that word, cunt.
The fourth time you said it.
You have to be careful.
What I cannot find.
You know what some jealous FM DJ could do?
Right.
Be recording us, and I might add, and folks will think I'm kidding, other stations record the show. They do. To pull out advertisers they can steal, to catch us. So if they just lifted out cunt. Okay, and they go, listen to what this guy said. And then they'll make up some story that you were talking about. You were talking about Hillary or something. They'll make something up. You know? So be careful. Go ahead. What was your story?
I've completely forgotten now.
FMTGs.
Oh, sorry, carry on. No, I cannot find the really thick woolen socks. You know, like when I'm talking deep winter, minus 15 degrees outside.
They got to be online.
You need to go to either
thick socks.
You can go to like Cabela's or some outdoor store.
Yes, outdoor. They would have them. Or what's the Alpine ski shop?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they'll have them.
My dad got me a couple of pairs 10 years ago. Lasted forever, but you know.
Now the other socks that some people claim, you know, like Tim said, you're the pep in your step. These copper lined, you know what I'm talking about? Energy socks.
Oh,
copper.
Yeah.
Now, a friend of mine gave me it. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Larry Connors.
Yeah.
Remember him, the late Larry Connors?
Yeah.
He's still around. He's still around.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's still alive and kicking.
Tim, you still don't quite get the show.
I like Larry.
Larry listens. I know Larry's around.
That was mean.
But it wasn't mean. It was just a joke.
I miss you, Larry.
It's funny.
Sorry, Larry.
I predict that Tim will finally get this show in the year 2100. So Larry gives me a pair of these copper, and it's actual threads of copper throughout. It's not all copper, but there's threads of copper. And Larry says, Frank, I'm telling you, it's like they're energizing. Okay, so I took them home and I wore them. I can't tell one bit of difference in the way I feel.
My dad uses those copper fit things, and it helps with his arthritis. So if you don't have arthritis in the foot, Larry might have arthritis, and it might have been kind of helping with that, which made him feel more energetic.
Or he could have had Tolio as a kid. Remember that joke?
Yeah.
That's a great joke.
Oh, yeah.
So, Larry, thank you. I still have the socks. I'm going to give them another try. But there are these. You know what? Listen, I don't like that Rob is still holding. Can we take Rob's call?
Yeah,
I feel bad. 16 minutes. Rob, that's too long for anybody to hold. I'm sorry. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing good, although I'm really, really disappointed about this whole leap year. I was happy about it, but now hearing you guys talk, I'm just sick of hearing it.
Well, we're sick of it too. That's why we stopped talking about it, because we're sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Only thing I called in for, I wanted to tell you guys, I went to a movie last week that just came out, Just Mercy.
Yeah.
The new Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
The opening 60 seconds or so of that movie opens with Jamie Foxx in a truck, driving down a road in Alabama, listening to another Sleepy Delta Dawn song.
Oh. Sleepy Dusty Dell today.
Bobby Gentry. Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm watching that movie. Ode to Billy Joe.
The opening scene, as soon as the movie starts, it's him in an old pickup truck, and he turns the radio on, and that's the song that you hear.
And Rob, we should probably find a way to send him a thank you note, because I guarantee you everybody who's AM and the PM who goes to see that movie, as soon as that comes on, they're going to go, Large Horn Show in the Afternoon.
That's what they're gonna, that's the first thing I thought of. The first thing I thought of was you guys in that movie, and my wife had no idea what I was talking about because she's not AM and the PM.
Stop right there. This is a serious thing I want to talk to you about. How long have you been married?
Not very long. This time.
Is it possible that the last one you dumped was because she didn't listen?
It's very possible. I think that was like number 20 on the list, yes.
Is the last one you had PMS in the PM?
I see where you're going with it, but Rob, this concerns me, because I can tell from the tone and the sound of your voice you're a happy guy. You're a happy-go-lucky guy. It's because you listen to this show. What's her mood like generally? Probably not great. Probably not.
It varies. I'm going to say, just in case there's somebody that could be hearing or listening to this and it could get back to her, I'm going to say she's a cheery, wonderful person. 24/7.
Here she is. So how long have you been married?
You learn your lesson when you've been married more than once.
Switch us to 590.3 for 10 seconds. And then ask him again.
590.3.
Yeah. No, ask him again.
Rob, no, I'm serious. How long have you been married this time?
Less than a year.
All right. When will it be a year?
Next month.
So you got 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
Lay the law down, Rob. You're the husband. You go, listen to me. You got 3 weeks to start listening and becoming AM and the PM, and tell her you're going to quiz her. Like, who says cheese? You know, that kind of stuff.
Cheese!
That's right, Red Boy. And if she doesn't pass it, you dump her, too. That's my suggestion, because otherwise, you're in for years and years and years of hell. Of a woman who doesn't get juvenile male humor. A woman who doesn't appreciate what we do. You don't need that. You deserve better than that.
Nobody needs that.
Nobody. Couldn't agree more.
I just wanted to let you guys know, because, like I said, as soon as that movie started, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I couldn't believe it. I thought of all of you guys.
Well, when you sat there in the movie and you chuckled at it was the 3rd of June, and she didn't get it. She says, oh, what's so funny? I don't get it. You should look at it and say, that's one. she only gets three.
Hey, Rob, was the movie good?
Yeah, was it good?
The movie was really, really good. I had been looking forward to it for a while, and Jamie Foxx was great, and the other guy that was played his attorney,
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan was really, really good. Go home after the movie and look up a bunch of information on it. It was a great movie.
You know an actor who's never been like a De Niro type, A-lister, but he's a well-known actor, and he's Jamie Foxx's cousin, Peter Coyote.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know that. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah,
Rob, I didn't know that. Rob, at least we have you in your household.
And one more time, Rob. What was the name of the movie?
Just Mercy.
Just Mercy, okay.
Just Mercy.
I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it just for sleep. I just watch it for 60 seconds to get out and leave. I just want to get sleepy, dusty, dump the day. All right, Rob, thanks for the heads up. Absolutely. We appreciate
it. Have a good one.
And tell your wife, you know what to tell her, okay?
He's got it.
Get right or get out. Okay. All right. That's sad. That's sad. Yeah, we laugh, but that's sad. That's a sad situation when a man is AM and the PM, or it could be reversed. A woman who could be, either way, and the spouse or partner just doesn't get it and won't listen.
It's like those couples that sit at Cardinals games, and the husband's got the Cardinals shirt on, the wife's got the Cubs shirt on. Mm-hmm. How is one of them not beaten and bruised while they're sitting, when they show up to the game?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Same with I couldn't believe there was a Blues Blackhawks couple at a game in St. Louis. Were sitting next to each other.
Oh, I've seen that a lot.
He was taunting her. He was taunting her in her face. They kept cutting away to him on the TV broadcast.
No, we've known couples that were. Who's that crazy looking bald headed guy who's the Democrat and his wife?
Carville?
James Carville. He and his wife are completely opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Yeah, right.
And they've been married forever.
Yes.
I don't know how that works, because they could not be more left and right. It's kind of the same thing, Blues, Blackhawks, but maybe that's what makes it work. Opposites attract. Maybe that's what keeps the fire in the marriage, the arguing. Dozen hours. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Doing good.
No, boy.
I'm good, Frank. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. And it was my first experience going to Ballast Dental Care.
Well, I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you the story. I called Dan because I had a bad tooth, and I needed a number. So he gave it to me and everything, and I've seen Dr. Not, I can't say his last name.
You had it right. Not a Nobby. Not a Nobby.
Watanabe?
Yeah. Not a Watanabe. Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe.
Got it. But wow. I had I got two bad teeth, so I have to go back.
Let me stop you. Let me ask you the most important question. Did you make it known right away that you're AM and the PM?
Oh, yes. Because okay. When I filled out the forms and everything, they said, who referred you?
Beautiful.
And I said, AM and the PM, told them and everything like that.
Beautiful.
And then when I was talking to him, he goes, oh, do you know Frank? I said, no, I don't know him. I just listened to the radio show. He goes, this seems like I've seen you someplace before. And I said, well, I was never in here with Frank. And I said, but he looked at my teeth, and he said, oh, just the one side's bad. And, asked me all kinds of questions, what to do. They took x-rays. And here's the first thing I never seen before. They took x-rays, and then I went back to the back, past the receptionist's desk. And did you ever have x-rays with the helmet that they put on where you got to run up and hold, like, the two handles where it goes around your head?
No. No.
Yeah, they got
that. I had that done
machine.
Last time.
I didn't have that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Did,
it's cool. It's weird.
Did Limey have it?
Yeah,
I had it got. I had it done last year when I had to go and have all my dental work
I'm
done.
I'm guessing because there was something a little more extreme than
basically,
I had.
Basically, I think what it does is it gets one X-ray of all your teeth in one go.
Yes.
You know when they come in and they say, "All right, put this brace
right, bite down on this."
Yeah. That's just focusing on one quadrant of your mouth.
Nice.
There you go, bud.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, the round one is like all in one go.
So
yes, it went all the way around the whole thing.
I'm practically a dentist.
It didn't even hurt. And because they go, okay, well, we're probably going to have to do a root canal on that tooth. We'll put a fake cap on it. You'll come back in a week or two after the swelling goes down. And so they put like a gauze bandage, the nurse did, to numb the gums and everything, then doctor not why he's looking at it. I go, oh, and he goes, yes. And I go, just let me know when you're getting ready to do the needle. He goes, well, I already poked you two times with the needle. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You don't even know it. Never even knew it.
No.
And then he finished up and he's like, okay, that should be numb right there. And he started drilling this and that, and it was over and done, and there was no pain, no nothing.
Now, let me tell you something, Tim. This is interesting because the next thing I'm supposed to do is a Ballast Dental Care commercial. I don't have to do it now because you just did it for me. You and I don't know each other. We've never met each other. I didn't ask you to call.
What the heck is that?
Is that mine?
Well, I'm the same Tim that moved up there to Eureka and Windswept Farms Drive. They said I was always looking for Tim Whooper when I go up to the snook store up there. And then one day he said, well, I'm going to have to start packing.
Are you the guy that did see me in the snook store?
No, I'm not. No, I never met you before in my life. So, no. So, I thought I'd meet you, but I just moved in down there to Windswept Farms Drive.
Nice.
A new subdivision down there. Yeah. So, I had called like 3 or 4 months ago, and then you had joked around, I guess I better start carrying this.
No, he wasn't joking. He hates listeners. So, Tim, here's the deal. We don't know each other, and you have no idea how much I appreciate that you, one, went to Ballast Dental Care, two, let them know why you were there, and three, called us to let us know how it went. And when you go back, it's going to be every bit as pleasant. And Dr. Douglas Watanabe, I can't say can't say he's the greatest dentist in the world. I've never met every dentist in the world, but I'm going to tell you something. I cannot imagine going anywhere more professional or more pleasant than that place.
I'll tell you
thing. It's wind.
Sorry to interrupt you, but to me, he's the Mr. Miyagi of dentistry. You
Mr.
know,
Miyagi.
The karate kid. He is.
Well, I'm glad you went. I'm glad you got it taken care of, and I appreciate the feedback. I really do.
Yep, I just got two more to do, and shoot those two more. you know, I'm going to ask him, can he do them both at the same time, which I don't know if he can do that or not. He probably won't, but I mean, it didn't hurt me at all. I walked out of there. I was like, this was nothing.
Well, he knows what he's doing, and you're in great hands. So thank you.
Yep. All righty.
All right, Tim.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, Steve, I should notice something. You notice how happy that guy sounds? Yep. This guy just went to the dentist.
He's got some pep in his step.
Some major stuff he has to do. And he's happy. He's thrilled to death. So I'll just wrap it up like this. Ballast Dental Care. 46 and a half years for me. That's how long I've gone there. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. He already did the rest for me. Tim just did everything that I could have, better than I could have done it in a commercial. BallastDentalCare.com, and the Burke segment continues. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I do. I have something.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
The 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, no. I have this to talk about. But
you do?
But you go ahead, and I'll do my thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. The inductees are in right now. Dave Matthews Band was one of the bands that was nominated, and they didn't get in. They weren't inducted for this year's.
They're on my thing. They're on my list of people who should be.
That's a shame.
Oh, yeah. How about the Notorious B.I.G.?
Well, you see, don't even. It's not fair for me to comment on that.
No,
because
I won't.
He's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rap music to me is not rock. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
And even though some people say, well, you know, rock and roll could be, it could be Nine Inch Nails, it could be Elvis. Yes, it could, because those are all pieces of the evolution of rock and roll. Soft rock, hard rock, metal, but it's all rock. Nine Inch Nails is not rock, it's rap. Just like,
Nine Inch Nails is rock.
I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't mean Nine Inch. I meant Notorious B.I.G. Nine Inch Nails was nominated. No, right. B.I.G., that's not rock. And,
no.
And neither is, let me give you another good example here.
Whitney Houston?
Well, Whitney Houston, I think should be considered, because she did some songs that did really well on the rock charts. But let's say, somebody like, Michael Bublé. All right, he's not a rock and roll guy.
Yeah.
But
Taylor
but
Swift. No, they don't belong there.
Well,
Taylor Swift is not rock
and
roll.
She's pop. But there would be people that might.
Maybe country. No rock and roll.
Oh, no, not maybe country. She did a lot of country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
And did well. But I know what you're saying.
They need to just change the name to the Music Hall of Fame or something like that.
No, they need to keep it, but make sure it's rock and roll music. Either there's a difference between rock and roll and rock to me.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is Bill Haley and the Comets, Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry. Okay, that's rock and roll. Then it got shortened to rock and got harder, and that's okay. It's still rock. Rush, okay, was rock.
Metal.
Yeah,
and metal is still a form of rock. But was there anything else you wanted to say about it? Because I got some others. But you go ahead.
No, that was it. I was just Michael McDonald made it in with the Doobie Brothers, and he's a St. Louis boy. Clarkson. He was at Ferguson. He went to McClure High School.
Phlegm.
Yeah, he went to McClure High School, grew up in Ferguson.
You better check for lumps on that one.
Oh, yo, mama.
I'm not a big rap fan, but I challenge you, Frank Opinion, to watch the movie Notorious and tell me you didn't like it. It was a really good movie.
I might like it.
Really?
It was really, really good. It wasn't just all about rap. It was about Notorious B.I.G. and how he rose and the way that he did it and the obstacles that he overcame. And there is some rapping in it. But if ever there was a rapper who was talented, it's that man. I'm telling you.
Oh, and by the way, let me stop you right now because I think you assume something about me that's not true. I don't think rappers aren't talented. I can't rap. And I've heard some rappers just, what do they call it when they just off the cuff, just spontaneously start rapping? There's a name for that, okay? I can't do it. They're very talented. I just don't like when a talent is used to tell the world to F the police and to hate each other and that women are their bitches and their hoes and they like to beat them up. They can be talented. I don't like what they do, most of them, or a lot of them with their talent. So I think they're talented. Just like I think that the musicians in Metallica are talented. I just can't stand their music. That's just not for me. Anybody else with work segment?
Do you remember when Johnny Cash did some stuff with Nine Inch Nails?
Yes, that was the last stuff he did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it turned out to be great.
It turned out to be excellent.
It was really good.
And who was the guy who put that together? A very famous producer. And his name just escaped me.
I don't remember.
He went to Johnny Cash and said, I think I can help you basically make a last sort of comeback and get back on the music
scene. One last hurrah.
And I can't think of his name.
It worked because I bought that Cash album.
Oh, man, it was great.
I believe it got Rick Rubin?
That's what it was. Yeah. Rick Rubin. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin, who doesn't look anything like a guy you would think would even be sitting next to Johnny Cash in a room. But he did a fantastic job of understanding who Johnny Cash was and how to apply that to this project that they did. I guess the Berg segment's over. Let's shut the door. Berg segment is officially over. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the this year's inductees are Depeche Mode, Doobie Brothers, About Time, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. T-Rex only had, I believe, two hits, Jeepster and that Bang a Gong thing, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Children of the Revolution.
Was that a hit?
Yeah.
The chart topper?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so Thieving Three, you think you should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because you had three hits?
T-Rex has been around for a
long
time.
They've been around for a long time, but so have a thousand other bands.
Oh, I know.
Many of them had one hit.
Yeah. I think
it's called the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think a pitcher should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame because he pitched four great games? No. I think if you'll be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there need to be some minimums, like X number of record sales, platinums and golds, and this many top 40 hits, or this many top 10 hits, blah, 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 blah. T-Rex, sorry, we named three songs.
Doobie Brothers are in St. Louis this August.
Oh, that's right, they are, with Michael McDonald.
Well, I think they forget not in heaven anymore. Thank you. Thank you again. I didn't expect that a second time. Thank you.
So talented.
So now here are the people that I, and there's an extensive list, and depending on who you talk to, they say, well, this person should have been in the Rock and Roll. But here are the people who aren't in that I personally don't understand how they could not be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now remember, try to remember what rock and roll is and was, okay? Let's start with the Carpenters. The Carpenters had gigantic hits on the rock and roll charts. They're not in the Hall of Fame. The Commodores are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Barry White, you could argue, maybe, that Barry White was a soul singer, R&B. He charted.
Oh, yeah.
And he did really well with the rock and roll crowd.
Walrus of Love.
Dave Matthews Band.
Walrus of
Love. Dave Matthews Band is on my list. The Doobie Brothers, who now have been and are going to be inducted, so I could strike that. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That is
I think
absolutely
that
absurd.
Is crazy. Here's a crazier one. The Guess Who.
That's insane,
and
too.
It's beyond insane. Jan and Dean are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I believe they should be because they were really big and had a lot of hits through that whole, and some people call them, you know, ripping off the Beach Boys or whatever, but nonetheless. How about Jim Croce? Jim Croce had a tremendous impact on rock music.
For
not
a short time.
Here's one that'll get you. Mariah Carey. What? Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Marvelettes. Limey wouldn't know who the Marvelettes are. But in the 60s, the Marvelettes were like second or like one or two rungs down from the Supremes. I mean, they were a big deal. The Monkees. Whether you like that music or not, the Monkees had a tremendous impact on rock and roll. Not the kind of rock that Tim listens to, not the kind of rock a lot of people, but they were in the rock and roll category, and the Monkees were big. Motley Crue is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They're playing at Busch Stadium this summer.
Yeah.
Don't you think they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, they definitely should
They're be. A rock band, and they should be, and they have a huge following. Pat Benatar is not in the Rock. How can that be? Steppenwolf, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Stone Temple Pilots, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tommy James and the Shondells. Oh, my goodness. Go back to the 60s and just start counting the hits. They're not in there. Neil Sedaka, probably the greatest offense of all. Neil Sedaka, who has written not just songs that he recorded, but songs for so many artists, should absolutely be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And last but not least, and it's certainly not an all-inclusive list, Michael Bolton is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he should be. So I don't understand how they vote, why they vote, who they vote for. Maybe it's political. Maybe if you did something to tick somebody off and the board, you get snubbed. Yeah. I don't know. But it doesn't make any sense to me who's in there and who's not in there. And I don't think you make it into the Country Music Hall of Fame when you've only had three hits. I know you don't. It just doesn't work that way. So there you go. And the voting, I believe, is in May. Is when they decide the induction, the ceremony.
So, yeah,
actually, at the ceremony.
In looking at the list, it looks like there's a maximum of five inductees per year. Although in 2009, no, that was five. Mm-hmm. It looks like they can like I guess their bylaws are you can only induct five per year.
That's fine.
They must have changed that rule because in 2012 there was a lot more than five. It was five for many years in a row. And I guess they've only recently expanded that. So it's taken a while.
I don't know. I'm not supposed to understand it, I guess. Now, later, if we have time, I have a listener who's a hardcore listener who has done his Steak and Shake homework. He used to work at Steak and Shake. And David, thank you so much for this letter. Having sons who are in the restaurant business and being one of the, I think, probably everybody, I'm not just me, has seen what's happened to Steak and Shake, but we don't understand really why it happened or what their offer actually is to potential new franchisees. I have it because David, I'm guessing, maybe inquired about a Steak and Shake. David is a very smart guy who, at one time, by the way, was a pretty big deal in the radio business in St. Louis. And later on, I will share with you what he sent me about Steak and Shake. I'll just start tease you with this. Steak and Shake is owned, for the most part, by a hedge fund manager named Sardar Biglari. He also owns over 10% of Cracker Barrel. Okay? And by all accounts, he's one of these guys with a lot of money who thinks he knows everything but really knows nothing about the food business. And he goes in, his initial approach is to lower menu prices to the detriment of the company and its profits, and then they say he was abusive to managers, which really is not unusual in the food service, but then it gets really interesting. And we've all seen them, the signs, you know, $10,000, 50%, blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you, as Paul Harris always said, the rest of that story.
It was Paul Harvey.
What is
it? That. Paul Harvey, we used to say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, I messed that up. And now a word from the people who bring you the great yard sale on Saturday morning, which is more than just a yard sale. We ought to change the name to, like, yard sale and more, or yard sale and fun, or yard sale plus, or something. It has two hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. I was in First Community Credit Union today and was waited on by Emily. And while I was there, I said hello to Thomas because he was standing at the next window to Emily. And then I spoke to Sue at the front desk. When you go to do your banking where you bank, do you know those people? Do they know you? And the answer is maybe, maybe not. Is it your number one priority to change where you're banking? No, probably not. But I'm going to ask you to consider doing something, and that is just that, changing where you do your banking. You want to piecemeal it? That's okay. Start with a car loan, because they are famous for their very competitive car loans. First Community Credit Union is a banking facility. They have over 40 locations, and they do a lot for this show. Every advertiser you hear me speak for, every single one of them plays a giant role in keeping this thing going. So thank you for letting them know your AM and the PM. Here's what you need to know about First Community Credit Union. One, it's a great place to bank. Two, over 40 locations. Private, it's a nonprofit. So unlike traditional banks, where at the end of the year, the owners split up all the profits. It was right back into the credit union for the members. And they love small business. If you need a good banking partner, you have a small business, please consider speaking with the folks at First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. We're going to talk to John Londoff, and then the one and only official veterinarian of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon will be here to answer your questions about your pet, whatever your pet, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Wednesday at noon, check out the Cam Jansen Show live from the Shack in Plaza Frontenac.
590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Phase one of a new trade deal with China is a done deal. President Trump and China's vice premier signed off on that today at the White House.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China.